The following is intended for mature audiences only. Discretion is advised.
Scott, I'm never like this. I texted Josh like 30 minutes ago. I am gone, bro.
I was, when you left, dude.
When he left, I was like, uh-oh. I saw you stumble. When you're walking away, I was like, oh, no.
Give me 1 second.
I was debating in my head, like, do I go, hey, guys, is this it? Have we finally got to where Boots got to? I wanted to bring that up, and Scott's just going into a story. But rest assured, every single one of us was just like...
After Josh said kick the beat, everything was wah, 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 wah.
Papa.
Yeah, that's network dad.
What's up, boss?
That's network dad. Yeah, now. Network poppy. How are you today, Papa? This guy's special to me. I don't care what he's special to you, because this guy is the man to me. Bro, if you had a camera close up on me, bro, you know how much sweat I had on me? I'm baking over here, bro.
You can't do that. And, you know, she's like, yeah, I can't, you know, like that. And
to be all honestly, I'm starting to sober up because I sweated it out. Bro, I went like this. I went like this. I didn't f***ed up.
We could probably reschedule. Yeah.
This was the wrong time to do this, bro. This was the wrong time to decide to get bent like this.
You got
this,
drunk
bro.
For with our boss's interview.
You got the most smashed you've ever been.
For our boss's interview.
Dude, this drink I made, bro, was bomb. I took Malibu rum, apple juice, orange juice, pineapple juice, and a shit ton of vodka.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. You were sitting there stone cold, like just like stone faced. I'm like, damn, is he just not entertained? Is he really going to give the boss like dead face while he's giving out some
the boss
great
spit,
stories
making
right
his
now?
Laugh, bro. He was funny, dude.
This officer comes up. He goes, what the f's the matter with you? Get in the fuck arrest. Put on some goddamn clothes.
Couldn't comprehend it.
I saw you, boo. I saw your face. I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about? What the fuck is USO? Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
I tried to bring it back for you, dude. I was like, we love heckling over here.
Let's say this. When he started talking, I blacked out after I asked the question. And then I was like, ooh, I should ask this question. Forgot that question. Like,
you cut him off. He was in the middle of a story. You cut him off. He was in the middle of a story.
That, and you just hopefully filled up all your weeks. And when you showed up, social media got strong to where, yeah.
Okay, now you cut him off. No, I don't remember that, bro.
Yeah, he was in the middle of a story, and you stopped him. You stopped him to ask your question. It's like, okay, all right, well, fine. Let me talk about that thing.
I don't know if you've ever seen the Bert Kreischer interview with Adam Sandler, but I don't know what's funnier anymore. I don't know if you can watch the two side by side.
That's crying. I'm in tears. I'm in tears right now.
Bro. What if he like fell out of his chair in the middle of all of that?
Dude, perfect. I almost thought he was gonna. I thought
when
he was
got
so
up.
Close
when
to
he
was,
got up. Yeah.
No. When I texted Josh, let me just say this. I texted Josh. I was like, oh, it's only 14 minutes. I'm like, oh, shit. Wow. I got to last another 30 to an hour.
You went off camera. You went off camera. And I wanted to be like, I wanted to start a betting pool. Like, how much money we want to bet he's throwing up right now, dude.
No, I wasn't throwing up. I was in the fetal position on the floor right next to him. Like, bro, is this really happening? Am I really that fucked up from my boss's interview?
Yeah. the face that Scott made was like, no, we need to stop this right now and start this over again. I'm like, no, guys, listen to what he's saying.
We can reschedule another
no.
night.
No,
let's do that.
I have my tin.
Yeah, Scott
hat.
Wants to. Scott wants to. I think we should, guys.
Yeah, I want to do that because I want Boo at full strength. You know what I mean? I came into this expecting to take a couple punches. Okay?
I have my tin hat ready, yeah, dude.
He was fully ready for you to just go at him, dude. I think we need you at tip top.
Yeah, I think we need you at tip top shape for.
Not top 10 form.
Top 10 shape.
We're doing a good
job. Oh,
good. You know what I mean? I gotta thank you for that amazing pun setup. I couldn't have made a better joke at that time. Top 10 was your gift to me, like in that moment. That was amazing.
I was ready.
But dude, he's walking over to Catherine right now.
Right now.
And Catherine's like, oh.
Wow. He got drunk. He believe he got drunk for a goddamn interview?
No, like, Catherine's like, oh no, what are you doing? You're that early? Like,
no.
So,
interview's
yeah.
over, babe. That boo. What you mean?
I told you he got drunk. He got drunk, didn't he? He was too drunk, wasn't he? I knew it was coming.
Bro. Can I just tell you guys this?
Please do. Please do.
After the shit you gave us this week, dude.
I don't remember shit Scott said at all tonight.
We remember everything. We remember it all. Especially his face when you would cut him off.
You know, one thing I do want to say.
I'll never forget that face. He looked at you like, I was talking.
You know, like, one thing I wanted to say? I was looking at that sip that coffee like, damn, that seemed good right now.
I wish you did say it too. That
coffee seems good as right now to sober up. Bro, my wife is
I was waiting for you to just say anything. I wish you would have said that, dude.
Anything.
Like, say,
anything would have worked. Anything would have worked. Just don't cut him off again. Just don't cut him off again.
Bro.
And dude, You know Roth is gonna live this up for the rest of your life.
Listen here, bro.
Yeah. You can't say shit to me ever again. You can't say shit to me ever again. Ever again. Ever again. You can't say shit to me.
No, he's gonna say shit to you.
Ever. You better not ever say shit to me again. Not a goddamn thing.
I get it. You didn't fuck off the owners. You didn't fuck off the company CEO interview. I get it. I get it. I get it.
Great, guys. We're gonna cut the fat thing off for a couple weeks. Just for a couple weeks though. Don't worry about it. We'll put you guys back on in a couple weeks.
Nah,
then we come back and they're like, can you guys actually wait a couple more weeks? Don't worry, we'll get you back on. No worries.
Make sure Boo isn't drinking.
My chest.
Damn, I've never seen Tim this angry before. He's pissed. I don't care what any of you guys say. I know Tim. This is Tim. He's fucking hot right now. He is fucking livid right now. I couldn't know that.
Here's
laugh.
Why. No. Here's the one reason why Tim's not laughing, and Tim can vouch for me. And keep in mind, I'm fucked up, so I'm speaking dead ass truth. And how many episodes I've done on this show, I've never dropped the ball only once. So if you want to pull me the 50-1, I'll take that one.
This is the biggest one so far.
I don't care.
What a one to fuck up on, though. That's what I'll say.
The only person I feel sorry for and truly feel bad for is Drew.
Why was
his first episode back and it got canceled like that.
Oh, we're still using most of it.
I only feel bad because Drew's first episode didn't go as smooth as it should have. Other than that, Josh, I'm sorry for you, but you got great taunt. Tim, you could eat a bag of ass. And Roth,
I'm not mad. I'm just like, I am genuinely at this point busted my gut because, like, yeah, 50-1.
Hey, listen here. I'm 50-0, and when I get to the championship fight, I got knocked out. So what?
It's because it's like, because you're the one that I was like, no, I don't want us to use the word rely on, but
I was reliable. I get it. Wait till my room. God damn, bro. You don't feel like, bro, I'm sitting there in the fetal position going through everything around, like, I can't believe this shit. Are you kidding me?
You have to understand for me, I'm like, if this was like a command center dude, I'm like, I'm flipping through the book. There's nothing in the book for this.
Listen here. You know how much gall it was and how much bravado and how hard it was to get out of the fetal position and get back on his bitch to sit there and go, oh God, I regret this shit even more now.
You.
It was when Boo went like this. Are you all right, Boo? I think we should cut this off.
No, I'm not all right. Just
stop this right now.
And when you're like, I didn't want to say it, I'm like, ah. You hear that, Drew? That's all you need.
That's the secret.
Yeah, dude.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I feel dizzy, dude. That's all right now, dude. Dizzy. That was my bitch ass excuse. That was my bitch made excuse. I'm fucking dizzy.
I'm a little dizzy.
Oh, I died. Then, I died right there when you said that.
Thank you to Tim saying, I don't think it's dizzy. I was like, oh, thank God. I mean, Josh, because Josh is sitting here biting his tongue the whole time. Josh sent the only text I sent Josh was
he saw you get up. It was like this. Got up,
bro. What time is it? It's 8.
I tried to give you as many chances as possible to, like, either, you know, recoup. Maybe this is like, okay, maybe this
there
is
was no recoup. There was no recoup.
Maybe you can come back. I was like, okay, he said dizzy. We're done.
No. I sent Josh a text at 6:17 your time, really drunk. Josh sends a text like this, laughing my ass off. I know. And he goes, you got this.
So, you got
from 8:17. So from 8:17 on, Josh is sitting there laughing his ass off, knowing
he's
the
supportive
suffering I'm going through. I'm like,
you tell a drunk person, bro, you gotta chill out, right? Not a good idea. You gotta be as positive. Hey, man, dude, I know, you know, you're really f***ed up, dude. It's okay, dude. I've been there. Don't worry, man.
I support you.
And then my thing was this. When I said, give me a second, Josh knew what was up.
Oh, yeah, dude.
The rest of us had a very good idea.
That is the last time.
And I know that Tim looked at me. I looked at Tim. I was looking at Tim like, Tim, he's gone, dude.
When was the last time I was like this, bro? I forgot the last episode, but I pulled it through. Oh my God.
You were never this. You've never.
No, there was one.
No.
There was one where he was pretty f***ed up.
No, yeah, pretty f***ed up. Not this.
Not duck. Fetal position.
No, like Roth, to be dead honest, if it wasn't Scott, I probably would have walked off on you.
I was going
to
say.
Like, Drew's here. They got it. Drew's here. They got it. That would have been my mentality.
Either that or you would have been like, all right, I'm just going to give me a few and I'll come back. I think maybe because you were thinking about the fact that it was Scott, you're like, when do I get up? Do I wait till this recording is over and then get up?
I was about to check out.
Dude, you made a calculation and you SpongeBob'd it out there. You said, all right, I'm gonna head out.
Whoa, I pulled out my mic thing. Hold on.
Mix H2 and O together.
Oh no, more booze so you throw up.
No, I was this close in the middle of Scott going, wah, 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 wah. I was about to throw up on camera. dead ass.
Damn, dude, you should have.
Bro, I was about to blow.
Josh is just supporting. Hey, you got this.
Josh is maniacal. Josh is maniacal. That's why I love that, bro. Josh is my maniacal.
Dude, why didn't listen you? Here, dude. Why didn't
guys,
you?
Listen here. Because it was Scott. That's the only reason. If it was Mike, if it was Ewing, that shit would have been all over in the bucket.
He like finishes the episode with puke all over his shirt. Like,
bro, this is the prime example theories. When enough is enough.
A tinfoil hat, puke over his shirt, talking to me.
Oh, dude, you don't even know. My wife is going to sit here and be like, babe, she's going to be like, how did it go?
Yeah.
My wife is going to ask me, bro, how did it go? I'm like, babe, this shit got canceled. You don't
is
know.
She okay?
I'm great now. This is where the point where, you know, when you get too drunk, and then you start to sober up, but you sober up to that point where it's like that perfect kind of buzz.
You're like plateauing for a little bit, yeah.
Ooh,
where you want
I'm
more.
At that. Let's do it.
Get some more, bro. Drink more. Drink up, bro.
I'm not drinking. You're out of your fucking mind, you evil maniacal son of a bitch. You're fucking maniacal, bro. We're going to call you Roth Damien.
Dude, him and Josh together just they're secretly best friends, dude.
Wait, what's maniacal?
We didn't even know it.
Cynical, maniacal.
Maniacal.
Psychotic and maniacal.
Do you mean like cynic?
There's a word cynical, for cynical is cynical. Thank you, Josh.
Wait, what were you saying before? Cynical.
Cynical. Cynical's a word. I know
I like
it's a word.
Maniacal.
I looked
it's
up.
Maniacal. Maniacal.
Okay. Cynical, yeah. Go, yeah, I looked go. Up maniacal.
No, look up maniacal. It's the word he's
talking
about.
And then I was sporting my goddamn jigaboo hat for Tim, bro. Wow. It's been a bad night on the recording session. Son of a bitch, bro. In front of Scott, two of all, bro.
Yeah, he's sobering up.
Scott, bro.
Legend.
Oh, God. I need my liaison to send a goddamn message. What do they call that? What do they call
Stop
that?
Stop rubbing your belly.
Stop, Josh. I'm having problems.
Man, I'll say.
Oh, no.
Oh. Dude, I'm so f***ed up right now.
No. No, boo. Don't say that. Don't say that.
I can't. I don't even want to smoke a blunt.
Hey, dude, you got this. You got this.
That's not even nice. That
you
is not
had
even
this?
Nice, bro.
I said you got this.
Oh, I know what I do got. I got that bed and that pillow.
Yeah, and you got a maybe case of the bubble guts, dude. Eat some sandwiches and have some water.
Y'all
want to
hear something? This is how ghetto. You want to hear something? How ghetto my phone
yeah,
is?
Yeah, go eat some Lunchables.
Watch this. This is how ghetto my phone is. You ready? You ready? Hey, Siri, set an alarm for 4:50.
I didn't get that. Could you try again?
Could you try again?
Set an alarm for 4:50, bitch.
It's turned on.
It's a...
Leave it alone. Deal shit.
Yeah, my iPhone didn't got on me, bro.
Hey Siri, what?
Yeah, that's basically if you can say
listen,
if it didn't have a cop, if it didn't have a possibility of being sued, it would say that. What you want? All right, dude. But yeah, again,
okay.
I'm sorry, Drew. Sorry. Sorry, Tim. Sorry, Ralph. Sorry, Josh.
Content.
It's all good. Content. It's all good. It's all good, brother.
That last one vlogged was
out of my room because I was so drunk. So
I remember. Yeah. Telling us about, dude. I remember that.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I was in the house for that, dude. That shit was hilarious.
I said, went to bed, right? He went straight to bed right near the party.
At 2:30 in the morning.
In his tidy whitey.
All you don't trust not one but myself. And I don't even trust myself. Oh God, I love you guys, bro. This is hilarious.
Boo, do you sleep in your underwear?
I sleep butt naked.
What do you
there you go.
No, you don't understand. There's a term going in my house. It's like no dead ass. This is
He's boo naked.
No, it's this. When I'm in my room, so my daughter don't poke her head all up in our room to talk to her mama, I scream through the house, buck, and I don't give a so everybody knows that I'm in my drawers in my
Your
room.
Ass out, yeah.
I'm in my drawers in my room. So if you walk in my room in my drawers after I've screamed buck, I don't give a you did that shit on purpose.
God forbid you have headphones on when he says that too.
Oh yeah, you're. Oh, there's sometimes I've said buck, I don't give a, and I've walked in a house and my daughter's opened her room and I've screamed like a little girl because I told her like, yo, bro.
Runs back to your room.
Yeah, like a little girl that's naked, bro. All this.
Okay, well, Boo, you gotta go. Take care of yourself right now. You almost tipped over right
bro,
there.
Bro, I gotta wake up in what time is it?
It's 2:00. That's what it is.
You gotta wake up at 4:50 in the morning. Hey, Drew, once again. Yeah. Shout out to the fast signal.
Be good humans.
Ah, be good weird. Shout out to Drew, welcome back. Sorry it went this way.
Yeah.